What it is to swim. Read. I didn't pause to unlace my boots, unfasten my coat. When she hit the water, I moved to follow, already ankle deep. A low growl rumbled from behind. Stiffening, I turned. Amber eyes reflected back at me. White fur gleamed in the moonlight. I swore softly. The fucking dog. It paced along the path, hackles raised and teeth bared. Snorting, it shook its head before whining once, twice. Its eyes bored into mine as if trying to communicate something. When it inched closer, I drew a knife. Unsettled. Not another step, I said darkly. Flattening its ears, it snarled again, louder now, vicious, and did just that. To Coco, I asked, how did it get here? Where is Constantine? Leave it! She watched our standoff while hastily shucking off her own boots. It isn't harming anything. Every time something catastrophic happens to us, that dog is there. It's an ill omen. Lou is probably drowning. Her fingers moved to the laces of her bodice next. I looked away hastily. Get your ass in there before... We both froze, scenting it at the same time, sharp yet sweet, barely there on the breeze. My nose still burned with its familiar scent. Magic. Not mine, and not hers. Someone else's. Which meant... Celie's scream split the night. The dog's ears pricked forward in response, but instead of turning toward it, he stared fixedly at a point within the waters. My blood ran cold, torn with indecision, rooted in fear. I didn't move fast enough. I couldn't block it. With preternatural speed, the dog careened past me, straight into the heart of the wistful waters. The decision came easily then. I dove in after it.